Crossing the TikTok picket line, vanilla viral week, and the sweet fresh air of being out of beta. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR, in your ear, powered by 50,000 hours in the trenches, and brought to you by Nodisk, helping music, technology, and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's Viral Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, and I'm Lars Murray. Well, Matt Bellany from Puck came out and said it. For the last few days, I've been wondering when somebody was going to come out with the take that Taylor Swift is effectively crossing a picket line by going back on TikTok. Matt Bellany didn't go so far as to call her a scab, but he came closer than I would deem prudent. To be fair, it's a bit of a stretch to imagine UMG as a plucky band of crusaders for economic justice, carrying signs outside ByteDance HQ shouting, "No micropayments, no peace." It's almost as tough as envisioning Taylor saying, "It's promotional." But the fact remains that the biggest artist in the world, with a storied history of defending artist payments, changed her priorities and decided to exit her role as the plucky crusader for economic justice and say it's promotional indeed. In the process, she dumped a lot of label and artist leverage against TikTok over the side. Of course, Swifties don't seem troubled. In a quick scan of the Swiftverse, I'm not seeing a lot of accusations of betrayal. Swifties just wanted their TikTok back, which may be a bigger issue. Hopefully they will spare Matt Bellany their wrath. Digital Music News is reporting that former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is working with Oracle to figure out a practical way to transfer TikTok to the US, since that transfer will essentially require rebuilding the app's algorithm, which China wouldn't want to hand over, even if it did accept a forced sale. I'll leave it to you to decide who's who in this TikTok cinematic universe, and whether Mnuchin is Captain America, or Tony Stark, or Oracle is S.H.I.E.L.D., because I'm about five movies behind in my MCU viewing. Ashley King did the story at the end. So, what music is contagious this week? Well, let's just say people love vanilla, and that's how they like their virals this week. On Billboard's TikTok Top 50, Alec Olson's Someday I'll Get It stays at number one. Again. Clearly, there is a rich vein of pets to mourn in the world, and Alec Olson is the audio pallbearer. It's a soothing Breyers vanilla. The top new entry at number 9 is the decidedly unvanilla Talk My Shit by South Florida trap sensation Bossman D-Lo. It's got a full-on dance craze happening, and that is sure to warm the hearts of his label, Alamo Records. Another notable new entry is Maxwell's cover of Kate Bush's This Woman's Work. It's viral lightning striking Kate Bush again. That's what we mean when we say, powered by showing up. So this week, let's switch it up and look at the Spotify Global Viral 50 instead of just the US. Eilidh's Magnetic is number one again, and the top three that entered last week in the US chart are also hanging around the top of the global chart. But Spotify's big global vanilla viral this week is Belong Together. It's a song by the American singer Mark Ambor. It was released in February, and the song somehow went viral on TikTok before its release. It became his first charting single. It's a richer vanilla, maybe some eggs in there. And the sped-up version by Lucky Socks adds a swirl. And it went to number two behind Eilidh. It's good to be vanilla. People love vanilla. A couple of non-viral feel-good bits for today. Congrats to old friend Cindy James, who this week got promoted to GM of Virgin Music in North America. Always nice to see the good ones moving up the ladder. And do you smell that? It's the sweet, sweet oxygen of being out of beta, being a real, actual podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, etc. With an RSS feed and everything. If you're happy listening on SoundCloud, feel free to keep doing that. But now we are in all of the major podcast apps. Many thanks to everyone who's patiently listened and given me feedback. Keep it coming and hit me via email at lars@nodisk.com. Support for the Unlimited Supply Podcast is provided by RoiFi. If you need an advance to take your career to the next level, RoiFi has the best rates in the industry, the fairest terms, and no hidden agendas. RoiFi is mission-driven to give artists the independence they need. If you're a label or a distributor who wants to advance funds to your artists, check out RoiFi, that's R-O-Y-F-I.com. Our song of the day is the New York Rangers goal song. It's actually called Slapshot. It's not viral yet. But the Rangers won the NHL regular season championship, the President's Trophy, and I'm a Ranger fan. And this song always gives me goosebumps. And this podcast is my personal FIFA. So there, if you want your song featured as the song of the day, email a link and why it should be featured to lars@nodisk.com. Drop us a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you like what you hear, and tell a friend or three. Seriously. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links. to tell us what you think about the show, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, to challenge us on our dubious assertions, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict means no interest. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.